The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
And that's where we are. It's the Israel Report with Rolien Marks, journalist, reporter, commentator, and also spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation. Rolien, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on today's show. Hi, Rolien. There you
always
are.
Always a pleasure to be.
Well, everybody looks forward to Ro joining us at
Good
this point.
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Great to have you on board, Ro. Everybody looks forward to this time of the day when Rolien joins us on the Israel Report. Let's see how much we can fit into our chit-chat this afternoon. You wanted to start off with misinformation, verifying sources and outcomes, particularly now with progressive hostage negotiations, which we certainly pray for happening at the moment. Hi, Ro. Rolien, can you hear us?
Well, I think it's very, very important that people understand me.
Okay, we seem to have a delay.
You don't seem to be hearing me.
Okay. Rolien, okay, if you can, what we're going to do, we're going to try and reestablish contact with you. Perhaps, Craig, I think we're going to attempt a WhatsApp connection. All right. So whilst we do that... let's keep the conversations going on the afternoon overdrive. What is Carol saying here, Michael? This is absolutely my new favorite, not only mixed dancing, but slow dancing. Okay, and for mentioning when one gets angry about potty mouths, Carol goes on to say that you are the best. Okay, Carol. Well, that's what I'm here for, to get your messages out there on WhatsApp 061-895-1019. Everybody, thanks so much for joining us on the afternoon overdrive. Craig, I just want to check, have we established contact with Rolien? Rolien, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Ah, there's Rolien. Rolien, thank you so much for connecting via WhatsApp. Yes, I did mention to you earlier on that we are having some signal issues, of course, now. Zoom just proved that, but we have got Rolien back on the line. Rolien, thanks once again for joining us on the show. Okay, so now that that has chewed a lot of time off our chit-chat section, misinformation, verifying sources and outcomes, particularly now as we are approaching a very delicate time concerning hostage negotiations. What did you want to put out there?
I think this is important to note, and I can't believe I'm saying this yet again.
Oh no. We've lost Rolien. Okay, well, this has not been a good day for a signal connection. We will try and get hold of Rolien. And in the meantime, what are we seeing on the tabloids? Hostage deal in Hamas's hands. Group yet to respond to deal. This is according to CNN. Also, the Jerusalem Post is recapping on the Israeli Air Force intercepting a missile from Yemen. That was this morning. It's just a recap on the story. I just want to check. Rolien, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Let's continue. Misinformation, and as you mentioned, you cannot believe you're repeating this, because once again, there's a lot of speculation and everybody's saying this, that, and the other regarding hostage negotiations.
Okay, so I think it's very important. I'm actually just going to call it out now because I've been skirting around the issue for 15 months, and I know that a lot of you subscribe to groups like Israel Real Time News and Israel Live News.
Sure.
Now, it's important to note, and you can tell by the way that they present news, that they are not verified and they're not journalists. There is a specific skill when it comes to writing news. And yesterday, Israel Live News sent out a WhatsApp saying that two hospitals are preparing to receive hostages. This was not only inaccurate, but it also creates a lot of trauma for our hostage families, who unfortunately, because of people spreading rumors and people speculating, had to release this press release last night. The report suggesting a potential deal to secure the release of our loved ones offer a glimmer of hope, though we remain cautious. Our hearts are filled with both hope and apprehension as we await concrete developments. In these sensitive times, it is our shared responsibility to exercise care and consideration. We ask both the public and the media to be mindful and respectful of the family's privacy and to recognize the impact of your words. We continue to trust in those working tirelessly to bring our loved ones home, and we will not rest until the last hostage returns. Now, the only report that alleged to anything being alerted was that two ministries, not hospitals, two ministries, and we only know one of them, the Ministry of Health, were alerted, and we still don't have a final sign off and a final deal done. And I know that people have a lot of mixed emotions around this particular deal, which is understandable. But I think we also need to understand that this these are people's family members who have been held captive in unbearable conditions for 466 days. We know what they have endured from the hostages that were released in the November 2023 deal, and from the medical experts who have had to administer care to them for now 15 months. And really, I'm asking, in fact, I'm actually begging people not to speculate, to listen to the hostage families and understand how sensitive Indeed. And how important this is for everybody right now. And that when we consume news, and know we all want to get the news, we all want to get it as soon as possible, we want to be the first ones, let's be careful of information grifters.
Indeed.
I'm going to call them as exactly what they are, information grifters, because it creates unbelievable trauma for these families.
I don't know how much clearer you have to convey that message, Rolene, but let's just hope people do get the message, because I've noticed there's a lot of WhatsApp groups peddling or parroting all these messages around. And if we can just, I just want to mention very quickly, please steer away from these sources, or so-called sources, and please look for really tried and trusted sources, and we know who to and where to go for that. Rolene, okay, on that note, because now we're a bit pressed for time, hostage negotiations, the latest. Let's get the true picture now, the real picture.
Well, we've heard from an unnamed Israeli official speaking to the Post that we're close, but we're not there yet.
Mm.
It is expected that something could be signed by the end of this week. This is what President-elect Trump has indicated. Hamas have also indicated progress on this. But we also understand exactly who we're dealing with and who has reneged at the last moment.
Right.
Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that, you know, the onus is now on Hamas. The hostage families have just left a meeting with the prime minister. They say they have a lot of questions on when the second phase of the deal will begin. So what we do know is that the first stage of the deal will see 33 hostages. There is speculation, some may no longer be alive. We don't have confirmation of who's on that list, but we understand that the emerging hostage deal will begin with the release of three female civilian hostages on the first day, and each subsequent week will begin with the release of another group of hostages. We are expecting female hostages along with children, Kfir and Ariel, and those who are seriously ill. Now, of course, this has not been confirmed by Israeli authorities. This has been presented to the Israeli media, Channel 12. This is what they are saying. So I think let's hold off on any speculation until we have word that this has all been agreed on by all parties involved, and understand the sensitivity of the situation.
Rolene, we hope for a clearer signal tomorrow and longer time spent. We can, of course, unpack more issues tomorrow, which we wanted to today. But Rolene, we're going to have to leave it there. As always, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Rolene Marks, journalist, reporter, commentator, and also spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation.